Hear now from the word of the Lord, as it is written in a portion of the second book of Kings, chapter 4. And there was a day that Elisha passed by to Shunem, and a great woman was there, and she took hold of him to eat bread. And it was that as often as he passed by, he would turn aside there to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold now, I know that this man of God is holy, who passes by us continually. Let us make now a small upper room upon the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a chair, and a lampstand. And it shall be, when he comes to us, he shall turn aside there. And there was a day that he came there and turned aside into the upper room and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his lad, Call this Shunammite. And he called her, and she stood before him. And he said to him, Say now to her, Behold, thou hast been concerned for us with all this concern. What is there to be done for thee? Is there something to speak to thee, to the king? Or to the commander of the army? And she said, I dwell in the midst of my own people. And he said, And what is to be done for her? And Gehazi said, Indeed, she has no son, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And he called her, and she stood at the entrance. And he said, At this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, No, my lord, man of God, do not lie to thy handmaid. And the woman conceived and gave birth to a son at that season, according to the time of life that Elisha had spoken unto her. And the child grew up. And there was a day that he went out to his father, to the harvesters. And he said unto his father, My head, my head. And he said unto his lad, Carry him to his mother. And he carried him and brought him to his mother, and he sat on her knees until noon. And he died. And she went up and laid him down on the bed of the man of God and shut him in and went out. And she called to her husband and said, Send me, I pray, one of the lads and one of the she-donkeys, and I will run to the man of God and return. And he said, Wherefore wilt thou go unto him this day? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, Peace. And she saddled the she-donkey and said to her lad, Drive and go, restrain not the riding for me, unless I say to thee. And she went and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel, and it was, as the man of God saw her over against him, that he said to Gehazi his lad, Behold, yonder is the Shunammite. Now run, I pray, to meet her, and say to her, Is it peace with thee? Is it peace with thy husband? Is it peace with the child? And she said, Peace. And she came to the man of God to the mountain and took hold of his feet. And Gehazi approached to push her out. But the man of God said, Let go of her, for her soul is bitter unto her. And Yehovah has hidden it from me and has not told me. And she said, Did I ask a son from my Lord? Did I not say, Do not mislead me? And he said to Gehazi, Gird thy loins about, and take my staff in thy hand, and go. If thou find a man, thou shalt not bless him. And if a man bless thee, answer him not, and set my staff upon the face of the lad. And the mother of the lad said, As Yehovah lives, and as thy soul lives, I will not forsake thee. And he arose and went after her. And Gehazi passed by before them and set the staff on the face of the lad. But there was no voice and no attention. And he returned to meet him and told him, saying, The lad was not awakened. And Elisha came into the house. And behold, the lad was dead, laid down upon his bed. And he came in and closed the door upon the two of them, and prayed to Yahuwah. And he went up and lay on the child and set his mouth on his mouth and his eyes on his eyes and his palms on his palms and prostrated himself on him. And the flesh of the child became warm. And he returned and walked in the house once hither and once thither. And he went up and prostrated himself on him. And the lad sneezed until 7 times. And the lad opened his eyes. And he called to Gehazi and said, "Call the Shunammite." And he called her, and she came to him, and he said, "Take up thy son." And she came in and fell on his feet and bowed herself down to the earth. And she took up her son and went out. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in the work Arcana Celestia, a portion of passage 2338. Temptations are attended with doubt in regard to the Lord's presence and mercy, and also in regard to salvation. The evil spirits who are then with the man and induce the temptation strongly inspire negation. But the good spirits and angels from the Lord in every possible way dispel this state of doubt and keep the man in a state of hope, and at last confirm him in what is affirmative. The result is that a man who is in temptation hangs between what is negative and what is affirmative. One who yields in temptation remains in a state of doubt and falls into what is negative. But one who overcomes is indeed in doubt, but still he suffers himself to be cheered by hope, and he stands fast in what is affirmative. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.